time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Specialist Dylan Maines with the Utah National Guard. Dylan got to go to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. We're going to ask him some of his personal experiences while he was there, some of the things that he saw, some of the things that he got to do, and while he was there taking care of the city as part of a contingent for the inauguration. Now, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Dave.
Let's start off with, how long have you been in the National Guard?
So I enlisted 4 years ago today. I've been in for about, this will be my fifth, coming up my
starting
my
your fifth year
with my unit, and it's been a lot of fun. We've done a lot of fun stuff, and I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing.
And what unit are you part of?
So I'm part of the 222nd Field Artillery. We're mostly based out of Southern Utah. We're the Golden Boys. I'm with Alpha Battery. I love it. I love the artillery. It's kind of molded me a little bit and made me a little better.
All right, so you knew there was a chance that you might get called up to go. So how was the tension leading up to that and waiting, and you know, I'm sure it's like, well, I've got to be ready to go, but I don't know if I'm gonna go. So let's talk about that build up to that.
So I got a text, honestly it was about a couple days before we left, and they're like, hey, there's a possibility. And at that moment I kind of was like, well, I gotta be ready. I got to get all my stuff. So I spent an entire day packing. I talked to my family and told them, you know, there's a chance, but it could just be nothing. We might not go. So I just packed that night and kept doing my thing. The next morning, went to work and got the text again that, hey, it's time to go. We got to meet. We're be to Richfield, and we were within 3 days, we were in D.C.
I was going to say, now, from the time you got the text to the time you were in Richfield, how long did that take you?
3 days.
3 days. And
3 days we were boots on ground.
And then you were on the way, and you were already in D.C. 3 days later.
Yep. I was starting my shift after 3 days of travel. And it was crazy efficient how fast we were moving. Like, my commander and first sergeant, they were really proud of the way that we acted and how disciplined we were and getting things done and how efficiently we were working.
So let's talk about getting to D.C., probably like a totally new world right there while everything was going on, especially with them ramping up for the inauguration and all those kinds of things. What were the kind of things that you did while you were there, and not to put too fine of a point on it, and some of the things that you experienced while you were in D.C.?
So it was a newish experience. You know, I've been probably Sunnyside area my entire life. I only left once to go to Oklahoma for basic. So being in D.C. in that big city, it was kind of caused me some anxiety in that, like, I don't know what's around me. Like, you know, we made jokes coming home that you take for granted the mountains and how far distance the town, the houses are from each other. And you get there and you're like, all I can see is buildings. I don't see mountains. I don't see, you know, I don't have this like cool feeling of being safe. It's this wow factor. And so we got there, and it was, you know, we bussed over to the James Madison building was where we were at, and the outcry of support from all the locals was crazy. Like, I was in my head, I was picturing this big protest. We're going to be seeing people every day. And it was, you know, I had the same family come for every day that I was working, giving us care packages and telling us how much they appreciated us being there to protect their city and protect their homes. And it was kind of a cool moment to just be like, wow, they support us just as much as we wanted to support them.
So where were you stationed during the whole thing? You didn't get to see the inauguration, correct?
So we were on the backside of the Capitol. It was, you know, I was expecting more to happen, but nothing really popped off. And it was a good thing. You know, we talked with a lot of locals, and even the Capitol Police, they were really happy to see us, and they were so welcoming and everything. So it was kind of cool.
Now, while you were there, it wasn't all, you know, having to work. What were like your shifts while you were there?
So I was doing 24 hours on, 24 hours off. So I'd work for 24 hours straight, and then I'd I'd have a day off to kind of just regroup and go see the sights. And it was cool.
And you got to do something that not a lot of people get to do. He took you, how many of your group did he take, and what did you guys go do?
So just from Alpha Battery alone, Senator Mike Lee took 19 from Alpha. There was about 60 to 70 other guys that came in, took us toward the Capitol, gave us this amazing tour. I'll probably never get anything like that ever again. And he was really grateful. I don't know if grateful is the right way to put it, but the way that he talked to us, he showed us a ton of respect. And, you know, it was amazing to me that he knew as much as he did about the Capitol and how, you know, this is what this symbolizes. This is what I think this symbolizes. And, you know, it was, we started our tour at 8 o'clock on a Monday and we were done at about 10, 11 o'clock. So it was like 3 hours, and he knew so much, you know, from the Senate floor to all the nooks and crannies and the big rooms that were in there. It was really cool.
So, and then, when did you finally come home?
I flew home, I think it was Wednesday, and I got back to Richfield and was home on Thursday.
And then it's back to work and life as usual on Monday morning.
Yep. And so it's, you know, life carries on, but that's an experience with me and my guys and my unit that I'll never forget. And it was one of those experiences that you wouldn't trade for the world.
Something that'll stay with you forever.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dylan, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your service, and thank you for all that you do in the National Guard. We really appreciate you.
And thanks for having me in, Dave. It's cool to get my experience.
Well, thank you. We're talking with Specialist Dylan Maines of the Utah National Guard. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Yeah.